Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. This is the voice of the American Redoubt Patriot Held Territory. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wifflebat Wednesday.
Ow! Yes.
There is no shortage of Wifflebat material.
That's
between,
right.
Oh my gosh, everything from Hillary Clinton and her promotion of sending air support and long-range missiles to Ukraine,
right,
all the way to back to the other side of the world, to China, that is ready to just obliterate us.
Yes, while the enemy inside the wire is leaving our gates wide open.
Wide open at the southern border.
More people dead from fentanyl in 1 year than we've lost in war, soldiers lost in war since World War II.
That's right.
In all the battles, all the wars combined.
Yep.
Yep, and while the left has lost its mind and are insisting we join them.
Exactly.
Todd Starnes broke. A Christian school now is banned after it forfeited a game. This was a championship tournament that this religious school in Vermont was getting ready to play, and the other school they were getting ready to play against on this girls' basketball tournament was a male. Pretending
right.
to be a female.
Right.
It's transgender. So they forfeited the game. Well, listen to this. The VPA, which is the Vermont Principals Association, announced just this Monday that Mid-Vermont Christian School's decision to forfeit its February 21st game because it believed a trans player jeopardizes the fairness of the game and the safety of our players, quote unquote, makes it ineligible to play in any of its tournaments for any sport going forward.
Wow, good
that
for
is,
them.
That is standing for your faith, standing for what's right.
That's right.
Regardless of the consequences, because your reward is in heaven.
Yep.
What a great thing to teach these kids in this Christian school to stand your ground.
Well, exactly. And I love to see that kind
yep.
of thing. Even if it means that those kids miss out on competing, that is going to mean something to them the whole rest of their life.
Well, you know what,
because that's the best kind of example there is for them, where they actually
right.
participated in something that meant something to them, where they took a stand for it.
That's right.
And it cost them something, but
exactly.
it meant something to them.
Exactly. When you're supposedly fighting for things and there's no cost, there's no value
right.
in it. So, I mean, this is where the value is that they get to see. I would love to see, forget the Vermont Principals Association. Start
oh, yeah.
a new one.
Yep.
Start a new, call it Integrity in Sports Association.
Right.
And start their own tournaments. And any of the schools that are, you know, violating that, Integrity in Sports, they're prohibited from being a part of it.
Exactly. There's enough competition in sports just between the genders when they're how they're supposed to be, right?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's tough enough as it is to excel to the top, and it kind of wipes out any purpose of competition whatsoever if you
right.
get somebody in there that's a male against females that can. I mean, that's how God made. There's the difference between genders.
Yes.
God made. Intentionally made males stronger than females for
yep.
a reason, and not to beat them in sports.
Well,
you know, it's for the order, the perfect structure of God in relation to families.
Exactly. Meanwhile, Biden, and we touched on this yesterday with this transgender law to prevent the mutilation of children in Florida. That's what Biden was referring to. He said, what's going on in Florida, talking about this law, as my mother would say, close to sinful. Well, if his mother were alive, she'd be smacking him for this absolute insanity. He says, it's just terrible what they're doing. It's terrible in Florida what they're doing, pushing a law preventing kids from mutilating themselves.
Well, isn't that something that even in Florida, with the best governor in the whole nation, there's still the local governments that are woke,
right,
and acting in woke ways. In fact, he just got his bill passed,
right,
at the state level that said that local governments could not do, they couldn't enact anything that restricted gun sales or,
yes,
ownership or anything like that. So, oh my gosh, 10 points for DeSantis on that.
That is what a state government is supposed to do. Their fundamental duty is to defend the rights of the citizens.
And also the simple fact that of the oath of office, his oath of office demands that he defend and protect and uphold the Constitution.
That's right.
The Constitution's Second Amendment that says that it shall not be infringed.
Right.
That doesn't mean go ahead and nip away at it little bite by bite until pretty soon nobody can own anything or buy any ammo or anything, you know.
Right.
So he's doing exactly the right thing. I'm so proud
of
him.
Absolutely. I love it.
So there's this other thing that the left is really jumping on DeSantis for, which I'm sorry, I have to laugh at them, because this Epic Times article is titled, "Checking the CCP's Power is a More Vital U.S. Interest than Helping Ukraine."
Yes.
As said by DeSantis. And he's exactly right there, too.
Right.
It is not critical for us to be involved in anything to do with that.
Nope.
We're the ones, well, Biden. Biden is not us. And so,
right,
Biden started it. None of the Americans supported it. And now he's drug all of our resources into it. He sent our military equipment into it against the will of the people, and this is just this runaway train that we can't even seem to get a hold of anymore. And now they just keep funneling all of our money off as fast as they can send it.
Yep.
And DeSantis is right to stand up and say that, hey, hello, we're about ready to get trounced by the Chinese Communist Party.
Right.
Meanwhile, our border is open and our supposed leadership is off in Europe all the time, taking,
yep,
all of our billions of dollars with him, and that is not even what even matters in this country right now.
Well, therein lies the problem. The deep state does have a vested interest in Ukraine.
Exactly.
Everyone who has a vested interest in Ukraine and supporting and defending it like this, like the deep state is doing, all of them should be investigated, prosecuted.
Absolutely.
Because they do have an invested interest over there, and it's all nefarious purposes from all of the evidence that we've seen.
From the word go.
And it continues to come in.
Yep.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Well, and thank goodness the U.S. GOP House Speaker McCarthy, he refused to go over there when Zelensky invited him to Ukraine.
Yep,
he
declined.
Just said, he said, nope, not going to do it.
That's right.
And thank goodness, because obviously his shock collar is working,
yes,
appropriately.
Let's hope it continues to. Check those batteries. Make sure
that's for sure.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get to the word of the day. We've got some clips on the other side. Marjorie Taylor Greene nailing it. Just hitting the wiffle ball out of the park.
And we've also got an update from our boots on the ground person from the Veterans on Patrol.
Yes.
Butterfly, that she really needs our help down there. So we have a clip from her as well.
Yep.
Okay. So the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 7 through 15, which read, "Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought us up, the children of Israel, from the land of Egypt. But as the Lord lives, who brought us up, led the descendants of the house of Israel from the north country and from all the countries where I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. My heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man and like a man whom wine has overcome because of the Lord and because of his holy words. For the land is full of adulterers. For because of a curse, the land mourns. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up. Their course of life is evil, and their might is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yes, in my house I have found their wickedness, says the Lord. Therefore, Their way shall be to them like slippery ways. In the darkness they shall be driven on and fall in them. For I will bring disaster on them the year of their punishment, says the Lord. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied by Baal and caused my people Israel to err. Also, I have seen a horrible thing in the prophets of Jerusalem. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They also strengthen the hands of evildoers so that no one turns back from his wickedness. All of them are like Sodom to me, and her inhabitants like Gomorrah. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, Behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem, profaneness has gone out into all the land. And that's it.
Wow.
And this stands out.
That's the leadership.
Exactly. And this really stood out to me and kind of grabbed my attention because people, especially this godless leadership, are so convinced that, well, hey, I got away with this. I got away with that.
That's
I got away with this for the past 20 years now, and nothing has happened to me.
Right.
God probably isn't even looking at me if there is even a God, right?
Yep.
And so they think that because he doesn't do anything to them immediately, that he either doesn't see or that he's going to just dismiss it and look the other way.
Well, what's interesting,
but this passage describes the exact opposite.
Yes.
And especially the verse where he says, Therefore, their way shall be to them like slippery ways. In the darkness they shall be driven on and fall in them. For I will bring disaster on them the year of their punishment, says the Lord. So that right there shows that he does repay. He does keep
yes.
track of all of their horrible things that they've been doing. And he's looking forward at the year when he does bring the year of their punishment. So he's seeing everything happening one after the other after the other, but he's also seeing the year of their punishment coming.
Yes.
And so they act as though nothing's going to happen to them and nothing will ever catch up to them because they're free to do as they will. Like the Satanic Bible says, the one commandment in the Satanic Bible, it says, do as you will.
Yes.
Right? And so they are.
Right.
And so, but here is a statement that is a comfort to all of us, that he does repay. He does see what they do.
Yes.
And he does have the year of their punishment planned.
That's right. And just like these were prophets, and they were prophesying under Baal, right? These are supposed
right.
to be God's prophets,
yep.
right? They've gone completely off the rails. So it's not even like somebody who thinks there isn't even a God. I mean, just, you know, in our own country, listen to Biden stating that passing a law preventing children from mutilating themselves, sexually mutilating themselves, is sinful.
Oh, right.
I mean, that's the position that he's taken. It's
right.
sinful to pass a law that prevents a child from sexually mutilating themselves. This is right there on that same level. Not only are they even pretending there's not a God, they're acting like they're agents of God, speaking for God,
well,
telling you that righteousness is sinful.
Right. And see, their horribly skewed perspective, of course, is also a double speak because
yes.
everything that the world hears the so-called President Biden say, when he's not the president,
right.
he's just a regime puppet. He's a communist regime puppet
right.
pushed out there by China. But he knows that when the rest of the world hears him say these horrific pedophile type statements, that they all look in shame upon America.
That's
and
right.
say that our whole, you know, they have fallen. Look at them. Look at what they're saying. This is what they're condoning now. When Biden is not us.
Exactly.
He doesn't represent anybody hardly at all.
Well, the only people that agree with that even view, world view, are other people that are just like him. They're World Economic Forum puppets or just
right, the you know, people that want to bring America down.
Right, sick and lost people that are at war with God, really, yeah. and America and everything that, you know, is enshrined in those, you know, those values.
They are the enemies within.
Right. Yep.
And they truly are here to do nothing other but to steal, kill, and destroy. Does that sound familiar?
Just like their master.
Exactly.
That's right. All right. Well, put that scripture out again, and we'll take a quick break here.
Okay. So that was Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 7 through 15.
Oh, thousands of year old concepts that still apply today.
They're current today. That's right.
There's nothing new under the sun, right?
Right.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. That's the podcast there. And the website is prepping2-0.com. Check them out and stick around. We'll be back right after these messages.
We live and die by the sword. This wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans.
And that is a threat to the country. Dann tritt für mich ein, so wie ich für dich eingetreten bin.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government.
Communist propaganda, which left unchallenged, could speed up their goal of world domination. We are in the midst of a continuing struggle for the minds of men.
Welcome back, Patriots. From the break, this is segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, 96.5 FM, AM 630, and of course the live stream made available by the American Christian Network. Go to acn.cc and click on the Liberty Bell. And that will take you to the Liberty Broadcasting page, which is where we're streaming. And I'll click on that live streamer there. This segment brought to you by TLC Web Hosting, providing web hosting services for your website. You don't have to worry about getting canceled or censored. If you have a ministry or a business or a website for any other reason, you want to get that professionally hosted and support a Christian patriot-owned business, then check them out, tlcwebhosting.com, located in the American Redoubt. Lady Liberty, segment two, a couple of really important things here to cover.
Yes, without a doubt. Well, first we have here from our boots on the ground person. Her code name is Butterfly. She's actually from our area in Spokane, Washington. And the interesting thing, well, she has sent us a couple recent clips describing, well, first of all,
standing like 15 feet in front of the border. I mean, literally the border walls right behind her.
Right, exactly. And where she sent me personally a couple pictures of the people that she was dealing with this morning. Mm-hmm. I mean, that morning. And she said that the first picture was of a 5-year-old little girl from Guatemala, and her name was Yuri. And she was found lost and wandering on the Mexican side of the border, even though she did have documents with her. And the second picture that she sent was of a Guatemalan teenage girl named Elegia, who found Yuri and brought her to this side of the border. And so Butterfly's comments were that she had a few toys. She said, had a few toys I found in my car for her, got her information and gave her a little Bible with phone number in it, some food and water. Also, ministering, caring for, and giving food and water to Elegia and the other unaccompanied minors in their group. They had not eaten in 2 days. And so what she's describing here is that that the veterans on patrol actually need a lot of help right now.
Yeah.
They're out of Bibles. And this is the only thing that they can hand to these little tiny children as they're being trafficked. And they put a sticker with a phone number in it that they're instructed in Spanish how to call this number in case of emergency and how to help them, because there's little else they can do. There's little else they can do with all these hundreds, tens of thousands of little children being trafficked
across
our border. It is heart-wrenching.
Yep.
And
they need toys. They need Bibles in Spanish. Butterfly actually puts out a list of things that they could use.
Right, exactly. And and so she says she needs their Border Wars Arizona address has changed. And so here is their address to send any kind of Bible help, any kind of resource help, any type of thing that you can send, or if you can just go down and help. She said they need people to help with these little children as well. And so the address to send anything to is now Paul Flores, which is just Flores. And the address is 7850 North Silver Bell Road, Suite 114-189. And that's in Tucson, Arizona, 85743. And so they really need the help as much as anybody can help them. And if they can even go down, like she said, they're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
The little children coming across are just overwhelming their people that are there. And so we do have this clip here from Butterfly. So go ahead and listen now.
Hello, this is Butterfly. Today is March 5th, 2023. I've had children, teenagers come through the border today. I was very low on Bibles. I need children's Bibles, maybe action Bibles for the teenagers, something nice for the women. We put labels inside these Bibles with a phone number so they can call us for emergencies. Get them out of the situation, help them off the traffic line. It's very important. So this is a comfort to them. And this also gives them a way to call out and get help, depending on their situation. So I am in dire need. info.vop@protonmail.com. Also, my phone number is 509-263-4612. When you hit that VOP Proton Mail, you'll be given an address. If you could even overnight these, I have kids coming through and I am not able to give them what they need so we can try to help them off the traffic line. Sometimes it's hard to get their information from them. The cartel will scare them so they won't give out their numbers where they're going, so we can't really follow through all the time where they're headed. But with the phone numbers and with the comfort that gives them, we had some women and children have to sit for hours before Border Patrol showed up today, and I was able to let them know that this is how they get a hold of us. This makes a difference in child trafficking. This makes a difference in the life of children. So please, if you could, anything like a Christian-based little Bible, just like I said, the action Bibles. These are awesome. These are awesome for the kids. In Spanish, make sure it's in Spanish, please. And so Bibles, something for the kids, put a label in, something for the teenagers. Those action Bibles are just legit for them. Very encouraging, very helpful. Thank you again. God bless. This is Butterfly. Lord, we just thank you for some miracles right here. As these kids are coming through, I have nothing to give them right now. So this is a please, please, and thank you ASAP. If you're able to do something, just let them know on the email. They'll give you the address.
Now, the address that she's talking about, Lady Liberty just gave. So you go to podbean.com, radiofreeredout.podbean.com to listen to this. If you need to back it up, play it a couple times to get get the information down, and we'll be posting it on the Telegram channel as well for the morning commute. That's The Morning Commute on Telegram. And here's some additional contact information that Butterfly left, so I'll just let you hear that from the horse's mouth.
This is Butterfly with Veterans on Patrol coming to you from our Pima County, Arizona, Mexican border. I have a lot of babies coming through and really need volunteers down here. I've been putting up on my YouTube and Telegram chats how I'm reacting with them, what I'm doing, what's needed, and updates. Children are being dropped all day and all night. Anything you can do to help, please get a hold of me, 509-263-4612. Or you can email us at info.vop@protonmail.com. Thank you and God bless.
Okay, so what she's saying there, she is standing right in front of the Arizona border wall, what exists of it.
Yes.
She is like 15 feet in front of this border wall, and she's there with all of these little tiny children and very, very young girls, 10, 12, 13 years old,
completely
just dropped off in the desert. So many that she doesn't even have enough. Forget about stopping it from happening. There's so many and so few people to help. I mean, this is what the whole purpose of having a secure border is about, so that this doesn't happen to the least of humanity, the littlest children of all, the least protected, the most vulnerable.
Yep.
And gosh. And so,
so many of these kids are dying in the desert before they can even, the lucky ones, reach the border. Many of them have been sexually assaulted at all ages. And
then it continues on with the cartels that take them in and sell them to traffic them for the same horrific things once they get here.
Exactly. So what they're trying to do, since they can't stop the flow of the border, they're at least there to try to intercept the kids and make sure they get to the border patrol's hands and not further trafficked, you know, once they make it over.
But, yep, that's right.
All right, guys, we'll do what you can, as much as you can, that the Lord gives us strength and the ability to do. All right, you be safe out there, be blessed, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.